fourth back in the Dara Mishnah Gimel. V'toyim es trumosai u'maisroisav libda ato. If the person said, whoever wants to take up trumas and maisis from my produce can do it, so this person, which is not allowed to give me, I know I can do it for me, because it's also not giving me anything. He's just doing a service of separating the trumas and maisis from me, which anyway I have to separate. It has to be that I was Megal Das, that anyone who wants to do it can do it for me, because otherwise I cannot take trumas and maisis from your stuff without notifying you. So if he makes me a direct shliach, I can't do it for him, because then I'm his shliach. But if he didn't make me his shliach, he just said, whoever wants to do it can do it. So I'm not his direct shliach. I'm not giving him anything. That's permitted. I was having a certain hanah that trumas and maisis were taken. That's not enough hanah to be awesome. Makir v'lov, kini zav v'zavus. If he's a koyin, then he's allowed to bring the korbanos for this person. If the person was a zav, you bring the bird offering for the zav, or a zava, bring the bird offering of zava, a woman that gave birth, bring the bird offering for that. Chatois, vashamas, chatas korban, or asham korban. All these are permitted, because it's also just a mitzvah. It's not considered a monetary anot. Malamdo midrash, one can teach him midrash, halachas, agodas. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is Agodas or Medrash Agoda. The first Medrash are Drushes and Halachic Medrashim, like Sifra, Sifri, that things that are Darshan from the Psukim, Halachic things. Agodas are Musar things. You cannot teach a Mikra. Why? Because all these other things, one is not entitled to take payment for teaching it. It says, Ma'ani Bechinam Afata Bechinam. Just like Hashem teaches us for free, we also teach one another for free. So since by teaching me he's not giving me any monetary gain, it's permitted. He's doing a mitzvah. But for teaching and reading psukim, one is permitted to get schar, because he's teaching me how to read. It's not so much Torah. And therefore, since teaching him how to read, that one is permitted to get a schar, or to teach him the niggun how to read it. Yes, yeah, so since he's entitled to schar, he doesn't take the schar, so he's causing hanot to that person. He's saving the money. So therefore, he cannot do that. He can't teach the children of this person that he made a net not to give hanot to. He could teach them mikra. Why could teach them mikra? Because the maise, he's not giving anything to the person that he made a net to. He's just giving to the children of the person he made a net to. The maise, a person's mechuyev to teach his kids. That's once again, that's similar to a chayv that he can pay off his chayvus. Yeah. The zon is ish to vizbonav apavishu chayim is the same. He could also feed his children and his wife, even though the husband is mechuyev to do it. But once again, it's just paying off a chayiv, which is permitted. Lo yozen is behem to bein tmei bein toyer. But he's not allowed to feed the animal of this person, whether the animal is kosher animal, not kosher animal, because the ma'isa he's getting a certain gain by the fact that his animal is being fed. Lezayim a zon is atmei bein a zon is a toyer. He can feed a tome, a non-kosher animal, but he cannot feed a kosher animal. They asked him, what's the difference between the two? It's a kosher animal. Every food you give him makes him a little fatter, giving him more hanah from the extra meat. But its body could only, it means that once it dies, there's nothing to do with it. You don't get any hanah out of it. Yeah, and the fact that it's just getting fatter, it doesn't make it work better. Even the tamei, he has some value out of it. Shem yirsa, from the fact that it's fatter, it gets fatter, so a guy is going to pay more for a fat, non-kosher animal, because he will use it, will shecht it, or chop it up and feed it to his klovim. So we're saying that basically the chachamim, which is we pass from like hold, that if he makes an eder hanor, he can. If I say that Reuven cannot have hanor from me, I cannot feed even his non-kosher animal, because the mice is gaining by the fact that his non-kosher animal is heavier.